last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us Dr. Murtaza Karimi. He's got a PhD in Islamic Studies. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you, alhamdulillah. So, today I'd like to ask you a question that's been on my mind, and a lot of people ask this question as well when we're thinking in terms of the prophets and the history of humanity. There was a time where Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, he actually left this world. Allah took him up to himself. And then a long time after, hundreds of years later, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was born. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Between Prophet Jesus and the Holy Prophet Muhammad, how come there were no prophets that we know of? What was happening during this time?
We are referring to verse 89 of chapter Nahl to prove the birth and existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as the witness of our time. The verse reads that the day, that is the day of judgment, when we raise from every nation a witness from among them, and we will bring the Prophet as the witness over them. So we mentioned that this witness for every nation should live among them. And that is why we believe that in our time and era, the witness for our nation is no one but Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Now, as you rightly mentioned, some people argue that for a couple of centuries after Jesus, there is no prophet. So, and you claim that this verse 89 of chapter Nahl requires that for every nation there must be a shaheed, a witness. But this is rejected by the fact that there was no prophet in this gap of maybe, 600 years, for example.
Yeah.
Now, the same has been mentioned regarding the concept of hujja, divine proof. Because as Shia, we believe that in every time and era, there must be, from Adam to Khatam, there must be a person as a hujja or divine proof between the people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, according to the explicit text of the narration, without a divine proof, the earth will swallow its inhabitants. And maybe the whole existence will cease to exist anymore.
And we'll come right back to that before you mention that, Doctor. Inshallah, after a break.
Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Welcome back to the studio. We actually discussed the idea of the shaheed mentioned in the Quran.
When it comes to divine proof or hujja, and also the concept of shahid, first of all, it's not limited to the prophets.
Okay.
Shuhada and even hujjas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be people other than the prophets.
Right.
Including the successors after the prophet and the vicegerents after the prophet. So we are not talking about the concept of hujja right now, but just I wanted to mention that there is a similarity between the two questions. So when we talk about the fact that for every nation there is a witness, we do not mean necessarily that that witness is a prophet.
Yeah.
And this is proved by different verses of the Quran. For example, chapter number verse 69, I recited it in the previous session.
Uh-huh.
The verse reads, وَجِئَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَىٰ. On the day of judgment, two groups will come, the prophets and the witnesses.
Right.
So this proves that witnesses can be people other than the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that after the time when Jesus alayhi salam left this world, he was taken to the heaven. First of all, we have, his disciples or successors for a couple of years and decades maybe. And then for every time, the same divine proof, Hujjah, can be the witness of that nation as well. Because sometimes people argue that, for example, what about, few years before the birth of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family.
Yeah.
We believe that at that time, according to some scholars, for example, Abu Talib, for some times, he was the divine proof. So for the same reason, we can claim that he was the witness over the actions of the people.
Okay.
And so on and so forth. So the point is that for every nation which might last for, let's say, 70 years, 80 years, there is a man of God living among the people who is the best person living on the earth. He is the divine proof between the people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is also the shahid. Interestingly, Fakhr Razi, the famous scholar of interpretation of the Noble Book of Quran, he refers to this point as well. He mentions that, according to this verse, for every nation there would be a witness. Some people claim that it's only referring to the prophets, but some people say that no, they are witnesses over the actions of the people, and they can be people other than the prophets. Then Fakhr Razi concludes that the second idea is true, because those people who can witness the actions are not limited to the prophets, and that is why this includes the time when we did not have any prophet, like the time of what we call it Fatra, between Jesus alayhi salam and our prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Also, chapter An-Nisa, verse 69, reads, those people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet, they are with the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. They are min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. Again, this verse refers to shuhada next to the prophets,
right,
which is another indication that shuhada and witnesses can be people other than the prophets. The other point which proves that is the fact that, according to the Noble Book of Quran, the disciples of Jesus, or the apostles, as mentioned in the Bible, they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among the witnesses. The verse reads, رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ. This is referring to the words of the disciples of Jesus. O Allah, we believed in what you revealed, وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ, and we followed your prophet, that is Jesus, فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. So include us among the shuhada, among the witnesses. This is another indication in the Noble Book of Quran which proves the fact that witnesses are not limited to the prophets. The disciples of Jesus were also among the witnesses.
And we're going to come back to this train of thought right after a break, inshallah. Welcome back to the studio. We've been talking about the gap between Prophet Jesus and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and we've been talking about how the world always needs a hujjah, otherwise the earth would just swallow its inhabitants. And so we're going to continue this discussion now.
Okay, I think we are done with that question. There are a couple of points remaining when it comes to the concept of shuhada. Some scholars, they have referred to these verses of shahada or witnesses to prove the fact that the witnesses should be infallible. So according to them, a person who is able to witness for or against the actions of the people, he needs to be, when it comes to his knowledge, he must enjoy a kind of divine knowledge, and he must be the most pious human being on the earth, at least in his time and era. Because when a person is going to witness for or against the actions of all the people in his life, he himself must enjoy the highest level of what we call it, adala, or justice. So a person who is able to, I mean, commit sins or make mistakes and so on and so forth, he is not able to act as a witness against or for the actions of all the human beings on his time. So some people have argued with that to also prove the infallibility of the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, including Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance in our time. The other point that we can take this point to talk about the great knowledge of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is for sure living in a specific place. Mm-hmm. But we claim that he will be the witness over this nation on the Day of Judgment. So it requires that Imam Mahdi is able to see and witness the actions of all the people at the same time.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, this is, a very great, big claim, but this
huge
is...
huge claim, yeah.
Yeah, but this is well proved by the verse of Shahada. The verse of Shahada says that on the Day of Judgment, every witness, let's talk about, for example, Moses, he will come and on the Day of Judgment, he will witness for or against the actions of the people, and we said that it includes both good people and bad people. So Moses alayhi salam lived in a specific place, and he was not able to witness the actions of all the people in different parts of the world all at once. But the point is that the verse of Shahada proves that Moses should have been able to witness all the actions. Otherwise, on the Day of Judgment, he cannot act as a witness, because we already proved that witness, shaheed in the Quran, refers to a person who sees directly the actions. So the same can be said about Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Without seeing the actions directly, the shuhada, the witnesses, cannot testify and bear witness on the Day of Judgment. For sure, it's something supernatural. I mean, this is a kind of miracle done by the Prophet and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. The fact that at the same time they are able to witness and see all the actions, it may not be understood by physical eyes. It needs a kind of maybe a spiritual ability that they have. But this had been proved in the Quran, as I mentioned the other verse, which refers to the fact that all the actions that we do are seen by Allah, by the Prophet, and by Mu'minun. So it includes those prophets and imams who are in the world of Barzakh, and also the imam of the time. All the actions are seen by them. According to some narrations, maybe once or twice every week, our actions are presented to the imam of the time. So this is another message that we can get from the verse, the fact that in every time and era, the witness, the main major witness of that time, is able to see all the actions done by the people. And in our time, that witness, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is able to do so.
Subhanallah. That's all we have time for today. We hope that you enjoyed and benefited from this show today, inshallah. So we started off by discussing about the gap between Prophet Jesus and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Who was the prophet between these? And we talked about how according to the Shia school of thought, there always has to be a hujja on earth. Otherwise, the earth would swallow the inhabitants, i.e. the people, and how this witness is a human being who has abilities which are beyond the ordinary. We're going to be expanding on these themes in the next episode, inshallah. From myself and from Dr. Karimi, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time. وَلِيًّا وَحَافِظًا وَقَالًا